8:15 is the time. It's been a big week for puns and a big week for scientific discovery as well. Scientists at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology have recreated conditions to mimic the sound of a neutron star. In the lab, the MIT team have created what they call perfect fluid, which flows with the smallest amount of friction that is possible. It's thought to exist in the cores of neutron stars and to have been a building block of the early universe. Led by Professor Martin Sveerlein, the team has been passing sound waves through this perfect fluid.
You're listening to the sound of a Fermi gas cooled down to a billion times colder than interstellar space. And at these very low temperatures, these atoms behave according to quantum rules. They no longer whiz around like billiard balls. They actually behave as waves. So we can do measurements on this interesting quantum soup and touch it, tickle it, play with it using a vacuum chamber and laser beams and try to learn about its properties. So our soup is so strongly interacting as the neutrons are in a neutron star and as the quarks were in the beginning of the universe. And this very strong interaction between these particles makes their viscosity very, very low. So it's a very good fluid. We sometimes call it a perfect fluid because it has as low of a friction as you can have according to the laws of quantum mechanics. I sometimes like to sing in the bathroom, and I find when I sing certain notes, I hear resonances in the bathroom where the whole room is filled with my sound. And that's exactly what we have managed to do with this quantum gas inside our vacuum chamber. We have, so to speak, sung to it, and we found these resonances. In a way, this experiment now allows us to know how a neutron star sounds like. You might say, a neutron star, wow, that's an extremely dense, massive star. And it's governed by the very same laws that governs our gas at a million times thinner than air densities in our vacuum chamber. Now, we know the size of the star. We know that we can calculate what kind of sound it makes. And hilariously, it will make a sound that you could even hear. It's on the order of 100 hertz. That's a frequency we can easily hear. Except that if you come near a neutron star, probably your ear rips off due to gravity before you can actually hear much.
Ooh. Well, that was rather wonderful, that sound, although slightly disappointing end, I suppose, to what happens to you if you try to make anything of it.
It's the safe way to come into contact.
The safe way to come into contact.
Exactly,
yeah, we've kept you safe from it. But it has been a great week for science, and we will be celebrating not just that discovery at MIT, but also a range of others. Obviously, the vaccine is primary in our thinking, but there have been quite a few others recently. We'll be celebrating it all at 8:30, and also, more importantly, asking whether it does lead to a renewed interest in science, particularly among the young who might take it another step.